The word for you today is how your faith can produce results. This is our first day discussing this subject. In Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, the scripture reveals, faith is the confident assurance that something we want is going to happen. Faith has little to do with religion or what church you attend. The Greek definition of the word faith is pistis, which means a firm persuasion, a conviction based on hearing and learning. Some other words that help to define faith are trust, confidence, and believing. And for good measure, here are a few scriptural descriptions of faith. The confident assurance that something we want is going to happen. The certainty that what we hope for is waiting for us, even though we cannot see it up ahead. The Bible tells us, without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to Him must believe that He exists and that He rewards those who earnestly seek Him. Verse 6. It also tells us faith comes from hearing the message, and the message is heard through the words about Christ. Romans 10, verse 17. And the Apostle James writes, faith not accompanied by action is dead. James 2, verse 17. Faith, though it may be felt, isn't a feeling at all. The fact is, you can have faith and feel nothing. And you can feel nothing and still have faith. Nor is it related to intellectual or theological knowledge. Your IQ and level of education have nothing to do with your capacity to exercise faith. Effective faith calls for an act of your will. It's a choice you make to fully embrace what God says in His Word. When that happens, it creates a heart climate that motivates you to act in keeping with what you choose to believe. That's faith in a nutshell. And that's the word for you today.